Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Here you go, Matthew. One chocolate milkshake as ordered.
Thanks, Mr. Whittaker.
Something wrong? You're not in trouble, are you?
No, though I might be.
Really? Why?
I told my parents I don't want to go to church on Sunday.
Well, I thought you liked church.
I do. Well, I did. But lately, I don't know. It seems like church is more like some kind of club.
What do you mean by that?
Well, we've been talking about the early church in Sunday school. You know, how it was after Jesus ascended, and the Christians got together and prayed and worshipped, and were together.
Unified.
Yeah. And our church isn't anything like that. The grown-ups argue over stuff, and the kids in the youth group talk about each other, and now the leaders are fighting over what kind of music we should have in the services, and... Well... Sometimes I wish we could be the way they were when the church first started. It seems like it was perfect back then.
Well, you know, there are a lot of things I could say.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure they're the same things my parents said.
Maybe. But I think it'll be better if you see for yourself.
See? Oh, the imagination station.
Sure. Maybe it'll help you with your perspective about the way things were and are.
Will it be an adventure? Or will I meet up with someone who will preach to me about how wonderful church is?
It's the imagination station. It's programmed to give you an adventure. Well, how about it?
Okay. But I don't know how it'll help me. Hanging around with a lot of perfect Christians could be depressing.
I think you'll be surprised.
Mr. Whittaker? Hello?
Greetings and salutations. Welcome to the new Imagination Station experience.
Oh, okay.
What's your name?
Matthew.
Matthew, you may ask me anything you need to know as you proceed. Please continue through the door beneath the flashing red light.
Which door? Oh, that one. It's funny. I don't remember Wits End having so many doors.
Have a great adventure, Matthew.
Thanks.
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and even to the ends of the earth. And when Jesus said this, he was lifted up while they watched, and a cloud took him from their sight. They were still staring in the sky when suddenly two men in white were standing near them, and they said, "Why are you standing here looking in the sky? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven is the same Jesus who will come back the same way." So the disciples left the Mount of Olives and went back to Jerusalem.
Whoa! What happened? Chickens? Mr. Whittaker!
What?
I think something's wrong.
Who are you? What are you doing in here?
You're not Mr. Whittaker.
Come out of there, you chicken thief!
Ouch! Hey!
Sapphira! I've caught another one!
No, wait, I'm
you
not...
You foreigners overrun Jerusalem, and then you think you can help yourself to whatever you want. Sapphira!
Ananias, what are you doing?
Catching a chicken thief.
But I wasn't doing...
This is terrible timing. They're here, Ananias.
What? Who?
Seth and his family about the field.
Now, tell them to wait inside while I beat this thief.
Hey!
He'll think twice before trying to steal our chickens again. Hand me that stick.
What? But I didn't touch your chickens, I'm telling you.
Not now, Ananias,
please.
Ananias,
is everything all right?
Seth.
A moment, if you and your family will wait inside. I have to deal with this boy. God's peace, Deborah.
Ananias.
And who is that? Rhoda! You've grown since I last saw you.
What has this boy done?
I caught him trying to steal my chickens. Will somebody please hand me a stick?
I wasn't trying to
steal... You're going to beat him?
You can't. Look at him. He's obviously a beggar.
That's right. Why obviously?
Let him go, Ananias. Remember our guests. We have more important business. Go inside with Seth. Leave the boy to us women.
Women do not know how to swing a stick properly.
We do well enough beating the rugs that you track mud all over.
Seth, go inside with Ananias.
Come, Ananias. I know that look in my wife's eye. Another stray puppy. Besides, wouldn't the master want us to show compassion?
Yes, I suppose he would. All right, boy, you're spared this time. Seth, have you brought the money?
All of it.
Oh, this is a travesty. I was just putting out the food and drink for you.
Oh, go inside, Sapphira. Rhoda and I will talk to your thief.
Thank you. Give me only a moment, Deborah. Why can't I ever have anyone?
Well, boy?
I'm not a thief.
If you're not a thief, then what are you doing here?
I'm lost. Where am I?
Silly question. Jerusalem.
More specifically, the courtyard of Ananias.
Jerusalem. I guess that makes sense.
What's your name?
I'm Matthew.
I'm Rhoda.
Where are your parents, Matthew?
At the department store.
What?
I mean, they're far away.
The city is filled with foreigners. It's not a surprise to have children separated from their families.
Maybe we can help you find them.
Do you live in Jerusalem?
No. I'm from, somewhere else.
Then why are you here?
I'm looking for a church.
What is a church?
It's where people who believe in Jesus get together and worship and stuff.
You're a follower of Christ?
Mother, he is a believer.
Matthew, you are not a Jew, are you?
No.
A Gentile believer. Didn't Jesus say Gentiles would believe?
Am I a Gentile?
Gentile, derived from the Latin, was traditionally used for those people who were not part of the nation of Israel.
What? Oh, thanks.
Thanks for what?
For helping me.
Oh. Matthew, did you see Jesus after he rose from the dead? Is that why you came to Jerusalem? Were you there when he ascended?
Slow down, Rhoda.
But it's so exciting.
Does your family also believe in Jesus?
Sure.
Seth will want to speak with them.
But I'm the only one here.
Rhoda, you and Matthew should wait for us over there by the well. When we've finished our business, we'll take him to the apostles.
Yes, Mother.
And clean him up. He smells of chickens.
Yes, Mother. Come on, chicken thief.
I'm not a... Never mind. There.
Much better, Matthew. Now tell me, how do you know about Jesus?
From my parents. And church.
There is another assembly of believers?
Uh-huh. Why are you surprised?
We thought there was only one, here in Jerusalem. But Jesus spoke all over Israel, so it makes sense there will be others. Even Gentiles. Though, I don't know what my father will say to that.
Why? Is it a problem?
It's not a problem, only Jesus is the Messiah, the anointed one for the people of Israel. For Gentiles to believe is... well, we'll see.
I don't understand why it's such a big deal.
You're the first Gentile believer I've ever met. Though I shouldn't be surprised. Jesus said we're to be witnesses to the end of the earth. I heard him say that on the Mount of Olives, right before he ascended to heaven. Only yesterday. Or was it the day before? I don't know. It's such a blur now. That's why we're buying the field.
I don't get the connection.
We're buying a field outside of the city from Ananias. We will build a house there. A house large enough for believers to come and worship and learn.
A church?
My father thought of it the moment Jesus ascended. The idea suddenly came to him, and then he remembered that Ananias was selling the land. So we're here to buy it.
Peace be with you, Ananias.
And also with you, Seth. Keep an eye on that chicken thief.
Thank you so much for your hospitality, Sapphira.
Oh, my pleasure.
We'll see ourselves out through the gate. Rhoda?
Here, Father. Is it done?
The field is ours.
Thank God.
Now we have to see about your new friend. Matthew, I would like to take you to Peter. He'll want to hear about your faith and how you came to it. Perhaps we can also figure out how to get you back to your family.
Thank you. Did you say Peter?
Careful, children.
We don't want to lose you in the crowd.
Where are we going?
Peter and the others meet secretly in a house on the edge of the market, in an upper room.
Why do they have to meet secretly?
The Romans, but mostly because of the leaders of the temple. They hated Jesus, and they hate anyone who wants to follow him, especially after he rose from the dead.
Yeah, I could see how that would tick them off. But if they want to meet secretly, why would they meet near a market?
Because it's easier to hide in the middle of a lot of people.
I guess that makes sense. Kinda.
The house is around that next corner.
What's wrong, Seth? Is it a riot?
I hope the temple guards haven't attacked the meeting.
But I hear laughing.
Watch out.
What's going on?
I don't understand. Mother!
Stay close, children.
Stephen, what's happening here?
Seth, where have you been? You won't believe what's happened. We were meeting and Peter spoke to us about the fulfillment of our master's promise for a helper, a comforter to come to us, and then... Oh, how can I describe it? There was a rushing wind in the room. I thought it would tear the house apart, and then there was light, like individual flames from a candle appeared above everyone's head.
This sounds like madness. Have you been drinking?
No, not madness, not drink. The power of God, like he did with the elders of Israel in the time of Moses. We could hardly contain ourselves, so we went into the streets it's a miracle. We have been speaking in languages we've never learned.
What languages?
Oh, the languages of the Egyptians, the Medes, Parthians, anyone and everyone in the marketplace. It is astounding.
I remember the story from the Book of Acts. It's Pentecost.
It's a miracle. Jesus said we would go into all the world, but he's also brought the world here. It is the wonder of God. The wonder of God!
Listen to me, fellow Jews, people of Jerusalem.
It is Peter. Let's get closer.
Men of Israel, listen to me. Jesus the Nazarene was a man sent to you by God, displaying miracles and signs that God worked through him when he was among you. You know this. He was put into your power by those who acted outside of the law.
Are you all right?
And you,
look faint.
I must sit down.
Here, on this step.
Him from the shackles of death.
Father, are you not well?
What's wrong, Seth?
This is more than I can take in. It is far bigger than anything any of us has ever known, and we are a part of it.
A part of what?
Listen to Peter. Hear how he speaks now. The Spirit of God has come to everyone. Everything has changed. This isn't just about the nation of Israel anymore, but what does that mean? What are we to do about the law of Moses, our traditions? It makes me feel dizzy.
Water. Find some water.
Where?
That door. It is an inn.
I'll go. Hello? Is anyone there?
Go in. Hurry.
Stuck. Hold on. Terrific. Now where am I?
Matthew?
Rhoda.
My little chicken thief. Where have you been?
I don't know. Around, I guess. But not near any chickens.
You went to fetch water and then we couldn't find you. Why did you run off?
I got caught up in everything that was happening. How's your father?
He's changed. Somehow. Come with me.
Where are you going?
I'm on my way to the Portico of Solomon.
The what of who?
The Portico of Solomon, or Solomon's Porch, was part of the temple. A walkway along the eastern edge, it was often used by the early Christians for meetings.
Right.
A few of the faithful are going there to preach. I want to watch.
Mercy, I beg of you. I've been lame since birth. Children. Do you have anything for a poor, lame man?
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't have any money.
I have a quarter, but I don't think it'll do you any good.
Well, perhaps you can help carry me to the gate.
We can try.
Oh, yeah. Oh, bless you both.
I hope the gate isn't far.
Here come Peter and John. Maybe they'll help us. Master Peter? Master John?
Rhoda. What can we do for you?
This man...
Do you have any money for an old man lame since birth?
Look at us.
Yes.
Silver nor gold do I have, but what I do have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk.
What?
Take my hand.
Oh, but sir, no, I do not have the strength.
Take my hand and you will.
Take my hand. Oh, I'm standing.
In the name of Jesus, walk.
I am walking.
Wow.
I can walk. Praise God in heaven, I can walk. I've never... Look at me, everyone. I can walk. Oh, praise the Lord. I can walk.
Why does this surprise you? Why do you stare at us as if we made this man walk by our own power?
That was amazing. We must find my father and tell him what's happened.
Out of the way. Move aside. Out of the way.
No, it's Elias. He's a Sadducee.
A what?
Sadducees were priests and members of the upper class in Jerusalem. They were opposed to the teachings of Jesus and his followers, fearing they would lead to rebellious uprisings and cause trouble with Rome. They also rejected any belief in immortal souls, resurrection, or the afterlife.
Be careful what you say.
Got it.
Wait. I know who you are. The daughter of Seth.
Yes, sir.
So is it true? Has your father become one of them? A disciple of Jesus?
You would have to ask him, sir.
I have known your family for a very long time, Rhoda. That's why I'm warning you. The Sanhedrin will be forced to deal with this cult. Even now, those two men will have to answer to the priests.
Yes, sir.
Guards, seize those men!
You're kidding! They're arresting Peter and John for healing a man?
Let's see where they're taken. Mother and father, what happened?
Right.
They went after him, they'll come after us.
Father!
Ah, Rhoda.
So glad you're home. Hello, Matthew.
Hi.
Peter and John were arrested.
After they healed a beggar.
We've heard. Stephen told us everything.
We saw the whole thing. They were taken away to be questioned.
Even with a miracle, our temple leaders won't see, won't accept.
Is there anything we can do for Peter and John?
Pray.
We're glad you've come home. We have to talk.
Should I leave?
No, stay. This won't take long.
What? Has something else happened?
You know that this arrest is the latest in the sufferings we've endured. Many of the people have lost their businesses. Some have been thrown out of their homes and rejected by their families. They are poor. Many are starving.
I know.
Rhoda, it is the duty of those of us who are blessed by God to share with those who don't, even if it means sacrifice.
What are you saying?
I have decided to sell the property I had intended for our house and give the money to the poor in our assembly.
You mean we won't get to live in our own house? But we've waited such a long time.
This is no longer about us as a family, Rhoda, but a greater family.
The family of the faithful.
But a large house will help the others.
Later. They need help now.
Yes, I see.
It's hard, but it is the right thing to do.
Maybe if we pray, the temple leaders will leave us alone and we can keep the land.
Perhaps, but remember, our Lord prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane that the cup of wrath would pass from him. But he yielded to God and suffering. We must be prepared to do the same.
I understand. Matthew, if you don't mind.
No. Mind what?
I'd like to be alone for a little while.
Oh, okay. I'll wait in the courtyard. It's gonna take a while getting used to this new imagination station.
Matthew? Matthew!
Huh?
What are you doing here?
Where should I be?
You went out into the courtyard at our house and now... Wait, how did you find us? This meeting place is supposed to be a secret.
A secret?
We moved our meetings because of the temple leaders. Peter and John were just telling us what happened.
They were released.
Though they've been warned not to preach about Jesus again.
They didn't agree, did they?
Peter said that they must do what God tells them to do. The temple leaders weren't pleased. And it's worse now because the crowds are following Peter to be healed. It's the same as it was with Jesus.
Rhoda, I thought you came out to... Ah, Matthew. The boy who keeps disappearing and reappearing again. Beginning to wonder if we should be suspicious.
I'm suspicious that I'll never get to a church meeting.
Father, when will you speak to Peter about Matthew?
Well, I had intended...
Am I late?
Ananias, if you mean for the meeting with Peter and John, they're finishing now.
Is it true about the healing?
Yes.
This is impressive. Very impressive. Such a show of power. The temple leaders arrested them and let them go again? Is that true?
It's true, but I...
Don't you see? Even they're afraid.
They don't act afraid.
Have you told the apostles about your decision to build a meeting place on the land?
We've changed our plans.
Oh?
I'm going to sell the land and give the money to the believers now, to help those in need.
But I just sold you that land.
And now I'll sell it again.
You're a shrewd man.
Well, it's not very shrewd from a business point of view.
I mean shrewd about aligning yourself with the apostles. Now, while everyone is talking about their power.
Why are you going on about power?
I'll follow your example. I'll give the money for the land to Peter. Well, perhaps not all of it. I have to think that through, but... Still, it's bound to be appreciated.
That's not why I'm doing it.
No, of course it isn't. I'll speak with you later. I want to get inside to arrange that meeting.
Ananias, I don't think he understands.
Father, about Matthew...
As I said, I must speak with the leaders about bringing a Gentile into the meeting. But it's a difficult time. We've already had arguments about the Hellenist believers.
What are Hellenists?
The Hellenists were foreign Greek-speaking Jews who had returned to Palestine from settlements throughout the Roman world. They were considered tainted and worldly by the Jews of Jerusalem.
Even the believers of Jesus?
As the traditional Jews and the Hellenist Jews became Christians, they brought with them their tensions and conflict over following the laws of Moses.
What did you say, Matthew?
I was just saying, that the believers shouldn't be arguing about anything.
Well, I wish it were true, but following Jesus doesn't always stop the disagreements between us. The disciples argued even while Jesus was here. Why would that change now?
Because it should change, shouldn't it? What's the point if it doesn't change?
An excellent question. But for now, I must ask you to be patient. Rhoda, you and I should take in some refreshment. You bring that jug of water. I'll grab the larger pitcher.
What am I supposed to do?
Well, if you want to be helpful, you could draw more water up from that well.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Rhoda.
Yes, Father. Don't disappear again, Matthew.
I can't promise anything. Fetch water from the well. I can fetch it, but I can't take any inside.
Good evening, boy.
Oh, hi.
What goes on here?
I'm getting water.
Inside, I mean. There seems to be a lot of people gathered together. What are they doing?
They're... Wait. What do you want to know? Who are you?
Saul. And your name is?
Matthew. Maybe I should find Seth.
No need. I'm only here to observe, nothing more. Now, be a good boy and keep quiet.
Yeah, sure. Or not. Seth! Rhoda!
Foolish boy! Be quiet!
Oh, no!
Wait!